in terms of the number of cases that we are getting, sporadic cases we are getting. We have more cases in the northwest part of Nigeria, even compared to the northeast. Definitely for the northeast, because that's where we have the humanitarian emergency, the outbreak is predicted to worsen further if we don't immediately take response. So as of now, because as you know, the population there has underlying sort of problems, for example, of malnutrition, which are known to be sort of factors that can easily worsen. And it underlies more or less the overall challenge that the country has, in the sense that the overall measles, routine measles vaccination coverage is relatively low. In other words, it's less than the 80% that we normally use as a sort of level at which we can assume that you may not be able to have outbreaks.
Now, what are the main challenges in carrying out this vaccination campaign, especially since the areas that the WHO focuses on are conflict affected?
The main challenge is that of access of the children in the three states. And mainly, as you may be aware, the most affected state in terms of insecurity is Borno. So it's specifically, while the other two states, the challenges of access are sort of minimal. The second challenge, apart from security, is of course the fact that with the insecurity and the displacement that has taken place, there are challenges of health workers, availability of health workers in all the three states. So in response and knowing that sort of situation, the way the measles campaign has been done is to stagger it. So it is covering, I think it started about a week or two ago, and it's going to continue up more or less to the end of the month to make sure that we continue to stagger it, both to allow for the human resource, the personnel that are available to cover more areas, but also to allow really sort of reaching more population. So we have put it over a longer period of time than normally measles campaigns are done, which is normally done over a week. But in this situation, with those challenges of insecurity, as well as inadequate health service providers, we had to stagger it to make sure that we can adequately cover the population that we are targeting.
What other measures that the Nigerian people need to know to prevent themselves from contracting measles in the first place?
The sort of main preventative measure is really among the parents and the mothers. Really just make sure that those who can access services, immunization services, do avail their children at appropriate according to the schedule of immunization and get measles vaccination. I think that is quite key. The second part, I think, of really preventing this is that, especially for those mothers whose children develop measles, is to know that it is contagious, and therefore, for those who have access to the services that we have put in place to make sure that they can seek health immediately, and also avoid any act that may spread the measles even to older children, because they may not as well be immune. And finally, it's the whole issue of dealing with underlying challenges of nutrition and other issues. It's really the whole health education of good nutritional feeding and other protective measures that are the messages being sent in terms of trying to deal with measles.